What a blessed day when today we shall bestow the wondrous, incredibly wondrous gift of the sacrament of baptism on some of the children of our parish. And this beautiful feast of St. Bartholomew. Now the epistle to Corinthians lists some of the different charisms that God, the Holy Spirit, bestows upon the church through certain individuals and groups of individuals. And of course, not everyone, as he says, has these gifts. Are all prophets? Are all apostles? No. Not all have this particular charism and gift from God. The church has all of them. And of course, we receive all of them in seedling form, in geminal form, in the sacrament of baptism, which will be increased even more when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. In the meantime, the beginning of all of this is the sacrament of baptism. Now, St. Bartholomew, after Pentecost, went to different countries, among them India and Phrygia, and then eventually in the modern parts of Turkey and perhaps even the Ukraine, which is so much in the news today. And it was there that he converted very important people through many miracles that he brought about with his prayers. And of course, those saints who bring about miracles through their prayers do so because they obtain the favor from God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And one would think, well, this should win over everybody's hearts. But somebody who was dying, who was dead, who was sick, is now well through the prayers of this holy man, this apostle. But no. Whenever something good like that happens, oftentimes you have the jealousy and the resentment of those who are evil, who are filled with the devil, and they set about to destroy the good that was wrought. And so indeed, St. Bartholomew was captured, and he was tortured, and among the tortures that he received, and it's very interesting, torture artists throughout the ages have done beautiful works of this particular torture. He was flayed, he was skinned alive. And one of the most beautiful sculptures in the Basilica of St. John at the Lateran, the cathedral of the Pope, the cathedral of the whole church, the mother church of all the churches throughout the world, is, as one enters to the left, stands St. Bartholomew. All of the apostles are there, each about 40, 45 feet tall. And there is St. Bartholomew on his arm like a maniple. He wears his skin and his face looking out at those who enter. He was flayed like you would flay a rabbit or a deer that you have hunted. And so that was the first thing. And then eventually he was crucified. His body eventually made it back to Rome, where it is found in the Basilica in his name on the Tiber Island, in the middle of the Tiber, St. Bartholomew, which, of course, if you ever go to Rome, you should seek out. But his example, what a horrible torture. He could have at any time said, no, no, I don't really mean that. Jesus is not really Lord. There is one God, the Father, and that's it. He didn't say that. He had a chance to do evil, but he did not do it. And so he maintained his faith. And of course he had that, the fortitude that comes to him, to us, through the Holy Spirit. And these children today will receive the beginnings of those gifts that they can use. It's just like receiving a storage room with all the virtues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And whenever they're necessary, you can go in and get some of this and some of that. Well, so too with the great gift of fortitude. And so St. Bartholomew had fortitude. He suffered tremendously. I cannot imagine how much it would have hurt him to have all of his skin flayed off. And whoever did it, of course, did a very good job. So one thing we could learn is that we get lessons from that person on how to flay, skin, our animals that we have caught. But nevertheless, St. Bartholomew, a great saint who, coming from the area of Galilee, joined Jesus, believed in him, followed him to the end of his life, to the cost of his life. And so too must we do, that nothing and no one and no cost célèbre or anything else should be more important than the following of Christ. And of course we have the example today of St. Bartholomew, and we have the example every day of the Most Holy Virgin Mother of God, who always followed Jesus, whose last words in the scriptures to us were, "Do whatever he tells you." So do whatever he tells you. In the meantime, I give thanks to God for these children that are going to be received. They have been born in the flesh. Today they will be born in the spirit as members of the Holy Church of God, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. So with Zacchaeus, we can greet our Lord today in our own hearts as we say, "I give thee thanks, O Lord, for salvation has come to this house, for salvation has come to this child of mine." Parents and godparents, do your jobs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.